From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Egypt, public anger is mounting over last night's riot at a soccer game in the northern city of Port Said. 74 people have died, with many more wounded. Thousands of protesters converged on downtown Cairo today, shouting slogans and obscenities. They blame Egyptian security forces for failing to stop the melee and for a general lack of security since Hosni Mubarak was forced from office. As NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports, efforts by the ruling military council and its civilian ministers to address the attack did not calm the situation.
The protesters, many of them extreme soccer fans known as ultras, converged on the Interior Ministry, as captured here in footage broadcast by the Egyptian station on TV Live. They vowed to get justice for those killed or die trying. Many protesters carried the red banners of the Ahli team, a perennial favorite in Egypt. Its players and fans were attacked in Port Said by supporters of the rival Masri team that won the game. Mamdoua Eid, who heads the fan coordination committee of Al Ahli, was in the stadium at the time. He accuses the police of allowing the Masri fans onto the field and then preventing Ahli players and supporters from escaping.
They started running, and to their surprise, the security closed the exit for the stadium for Ahli supporters. So they just tripped on the stands and fell over each other and started dying in a stampede.
The fans and others who protested in downtown Cairo accused the police of allowing the attack to happen because Ahli supporters have taken part in protests against the ruling generals. Security forces near the Interior Ministry fired tear gas to disperse the protesters, but many stood their ground. Egyptian Prime Minister Kamal El-Ganzouri, in a speech to Parliament broadcast on state television, said the government was doing all it could to punish those responsible for the worst soccer violence in Egyptian history. But some lawmakers at a raucous emergency session accused Ganzouri's government of stoking Egypt's growing insecurity. Parliament Speaker Saad El-Khatatni accused security officials of putting the revolution in danger. Ahli soccer club official Mamdoua Eid blamed the ruling generals. He accused them of finding scapegoats among lower and mid-level officials to avoid answering the growing number of Egyptians who want them to hand over power.
I blame them before anyone else. They're very arrogant and very proud, and they don't want to give up. They don't want to go down to the people and see how people are thinking.
Protests across Egypt are expected to continue tomorrow. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.